This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Morgan Felchner is the editor of Campaigns and Elections magazine. We're going to talk to her right now. She joins us to chat about the February issue. Good afternoon, Morgan.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Very good. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, you too.
It's yet another beautiful issue of Campaigns and Elections. And tell me, I'm looking at the magazine right now. And on the front, I see this old guy leaning against a beautiful old sports car with a private jet behind him. And at the top, it says Stunts, Schemes, and Shenanigans. Who is this guy?
This is actually Ed Daly. It's a really fascinating story and really shows how much lobbying has really developed over the last few years. He's actually a man who owned his own private airline, and he just did cargo. He decided at one point that he wanted to start doing passenger flights from the East Coast to the West Coast. But back then, there was a board called the Civil Aeronautics Board, and they had to approve every route. They didn't want to approve his route because they didn't feel it was necessary. They would only approve new routes if it was necessary for consumers. But since there were already airlines flying that route, they didn't think it was necessary. So in order to get his route approved, he did one of the most outrageous lobbying stunts that I've ever seen. He actually took that private plane that's behind him. I'm not sure if it was exactly that one, but he took one of his private planes and he flew it to Vietnam against the orders of the State Department and the Army and the entire U.S. government, and flew refugees out of Vietnam under fire. He also flew orphans out. So there was two different projects that he did. One that was called Operation Baby Lift, and then there was another one that was called Operation Refugee, I believe. But he did this just to get the attention of the Civil Aeronautics Board. So it was this most outrageous stunt. He actually risked his life and those of the refugees and the babies that were on the plane with him just so that he could get the attention of this board so that they would approve his application for flying this route.
Did it work?
It did. He finally got approved. It took a while, but he did finally get approved, and he got them to pay attention to him after this just outrageous stunt. So.
Morgan Felchner of Campaigns and Elections magazine is our guest, and what is the state of lobbying today? Is it as bad and as nasty and as crooked as most Americans think it is?
I don't think it's as nasty and crooked as people think, but there is a lot of trouble with disclosure. And so much money is spent in lobbying, and I think $2.8 billion was recorded as being spent on lobbying activity in 2005, but that number is probably far greater on activities that actually aren't tracked. The only number that's tracked is actually that money that was directly spent, but any money that's kind of in a roundabout way in grassroots lobbying, or encouraging people to vote for in a certain way, or encouraging voters to email and things like that, none of that is necessarily tracked. So there are a lot of people who are working and advocating for a lot stricter lobbying rules, and there isn't nearly the level of stunt such as Ed Daly. We still have we have companies who lobby for almost exclusively their benefit and try to pass off a law that would really benefit only them as something that could possibly benefit other people. But we don't have people flying against the orders of the U.S. Navy and or the U.S. Air Force and the government flying refugees out of Vietnam.
Morgan Felchner, our guest, the February issue of Campaigns and Elections magazine on newsstands now, and it's online at campaignline.com. You have another big article in this month's issue called The Lessons from 2006, the elections of 2006. Can you share a few of those with us that some of your experts opined?
Yeah, this is actually a feature that we do after every even-year election. So we always take a look back at what everything we learned from the elections is. One of the main things that we found was ballot initiatives. One of the first lessons learned, they're actually written by experts who have been in the field. One of the first ones that we touch on is the Arizona Gay Marriage Ballot Initiative. This is the only one that has actually passed. So we really dig deep into why this one passed and the arguments that the campaign in favor of the initiative actually used. Rather than focusing on the gay marriage part of it, they focused on the domestic partnership benefits and allowing elderly couples especially to make medical decisions for each other. And using that particular argument really shifted the way people viewed the initiative as a whole and actually allowed it to get passed.
Any other big lessons from 2006?
Well, the one overriding lesson that we saw a lot of was being a Republican was bad. aside from that, we saw some things about negative advertising, and the typical negative ad is not really working anymore. You don't just need a grainy photo and a voiceover with a deep voice and some really bit of negative information. The ads need to be a lot smarter. In a lot of the different races, we saw ads that really were different and higher level than we'd ever seen before. We definitely still saw a lot of the negative ads, as one of our other features talked about.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You have the Down and Dirty article, which looks at the nastiest ads of 2006, both from the Republican side and the Democrat side. And some of these are really, really unbelievably bad. I hadn't even heard of them.
Yeah, we dug deep, and we tried to find some of the most outrageous things we could. One of the ads that was pretty infamous for being incredibly negative was for Bob Corker. It was actually the Republican National Committee ran an ad for Bob Corker, who was running for Senate in Tennessee against Harold Ford. And the ad was known as the Playboy ad because at the very end of the ad, it had kind of a scantily clad woman saying, "Harold, I met Harold at the Playboy party," and at the end of the ad, she says, "Call me." It created a firestorm of controversy because not only did it have this scantily clad woman talking about Playboy, but it was a white woman. And in Tennessee, the illusion of a black man, Harold Ford, with a white woman caused a lot of problems, and it was seen as racist. And the RNC ended up pulling the ad, but not before it had done some damage.
But Harold Ford won?
No.
Harold Ford lost.
Yes,
that's
Harold
right.
Ford lost.
Wow.
You know, some people would say that it was because of the ad, but it was kind of a long shot to begin with. And Tennessee is a pretty conservative state, so Bob Corker had an advantage going into it. But this ad really kind of planted a negative seed for a lot of the voters in Tennessee. And that particular part of the ad, the whole ad actually mentioned different things about how Harold Ford was not right for Tennessee. And the point of the ad was that he wasn't right for Tennessee, and he had gone to this Playboy party, so he was especially not right for Tennessee. But it was really one of the most negative ads that we've seen, and was construed as racist.
And, of course, the negative mudslinging was coming from both sides, but the Democrats fared better, even the ones that went negative.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not sure that this is necessarily an indication of, you know, Democrats are able to go negative and fare better. But this particular election cycle, Republicans were across the board struggling. So when they tried to go negative, it was seen as more of an attack. And it was seen as something that was outrageous, and it was kind of typical partisan politics. But when the Democrats went negative this year, it was seen as a little bit more realistic, even though some of the ads that they did were completely outrageous as well. But you know, there was just this thought that Republicans were worse off this year, and Republicans were being nastier than ever before.
Yeah, well, it helped when the president's ratings are in the toilet, and there's you know, the lobbying scandals in Washington with the Republicans, and that all certainly helped the Democrats and gave them more license, I guess you could say, to go negative.
Exactly, and a lot of the Democratic ads that went negative this time did revolve around the war in Iraq, and they really, in a lot of ads, all they had to do was put up a picture of, you know, candidate X shaking President Bush's hand.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting that I hadn't heard about this. The Jim Webb's group ran an ad against Senator Allen when Senator Allen in the Senate voted against giving the troops more body armor and voted instead to give them troops vests left over from the Vietnam War. I hadn't even heard about that.
Yeah, and that's the type of ad that we see a lot of things like that, where it really doesn't give you the whole picture. They say, you know, the ads are construed to make it look like, you know, Allen voted, and the option was presented in front of him: give them new armor, give them old armor, and he checked give them old armor. But really, those things are kind of buried in appropriations bills.
Right.
These negative ads are really, you know, the people really dig deep to try and find where these things are coming from. And
yeah,
there was actually an ad that ran in Wisconsin that actually said Ron Kind paid for sex. And the whole ad was an NIH, a National Institutes of Health appropriation bill that included research on several topics. One of them was including something related to sex. So the ad was really misconstrued. It really took that piece of information and construed it in a way that made it seem so negative. The ad was actually pulled because it was so outrageous, and the media immediately jumped on it and said how false it was. But it's very frequent that they'll pick on one tiny piece of information from a bill and use that to exploit that to the point where it makes voters think that the person is really voting against, you know, things that are good for Virginia or the troops or
yeah.
whatever the case may
and
be.
And both sides do it. They both are just as guilty of this. Morgan Felchner is the editor of Campaigns and Elections magazine. The new issue is out now, and it's online at campaignline.com. Morgan, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.